Crazy thing is, you can tell if a man wanna be serious with you or not by the way that he talked. He said, "I'd look great inside of you."
My nigga.
That was the only value that she had in it. That's why.
I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
I'm just at a place in my life where, like, I'm not doubling back. I'm not spinning the block. I don't even want to have a no kiki, no simple conversation. Like, if we talked in 2021 and it didn't work out, please leave me in 2021. It's okay.
That's totally fine. I have no issue with that.
Just move on. Just go on. And, like, sometimes that's the sucky part about being single. And when people know that you're still single, they're like, oh, let me hit up. Don't hit me up. Don't hit me up. It's over. Like, it didn't work out. Whatever that was, leave it back there.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Here's the question, though. Why are you still single, clearly over 30? It's because you love all the wrong men. All the men you're talking about in this video who keep hitting you up. And let's be clear, they're not hitting you up because they genuinely want to start a family with you or they genuinely want to be with you. They just need another member on their roster. Because men can always use an extra pair of buns around, you know?
Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.
Types of guys you should never, 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 ever, ever, ever date under any circumstances. I don't care what he tells you. I don't care how he tries to twist his words around. I don't care if he tells you he's safe, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, reformed, changed, and, you know, forever a new person. Listen to me and listen to me carefully. If he's recently divorced, don't date him.
Yes, duh.
If he has more than one baby's mother, don't date him. If he has any addictions, don't date him. If he had addictions and he says he's now clean, don't date him.
Wow. What? Oh my God. Word.
All the dudes you are saying don't date, those are all the dudes you attracted to. Or all the dudes you qualify for. Or maybe you live in the projects and those are the only type of dudes who are in abundance in the projects. But there's a reason why you know so much about these dudes.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't shit.
Men being so inappropriate with me, they made me so mean, like so rude, and like lose my cool girl vibe. Cause it's like I always feel like I gotta have my guard up, or I have to be rude, or I have to be watching you while I'm trying to somewhat be nice and engage, because it's just something weird gonna slip out. You feel me? Like, y'all want to know another one of my, like, real pet peeves?
Not really, no.
I'm walking down the street. I'm really walking to my car, I'm lying. But this man, he was, like, came up to me. He was talking to me. He eventually was like, let me get your number. So I gave him my number. And when I gave him my number, he then proceeds to say how he think my ass so fat.
And what's wrong with that?
And I never talked to him again.
What? Why? You're part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
She's coming on the internet where thousands of people are going to see her. This has 14,000 likes, so it probably got 200,000 views. Any woman who coming on the internet with a bonnet in her car doesn't have high self-esteem.
You don't know that.
But let's get to the topic at hand. Ma'am, you got a tattoo on your neck. You give off hood rat. So that's why men are coming up to you talking about you got a fat booty. Because you look like the type of woman who would take it as a compliment. So look, they say dress the way you want to be addressed and present the way you want to be presented to. And having a tattoo on your neck attract goofies and pookies who going to say, damn, baby, you got a fat ass.
Why are y'all so afraid to be done with people who you're not going to marry anyway? Y'all not locked in for life anyway.
Shut up. Ain't nobody asked you shit.
A lot of y'all just desperate, want somebody to sit next to you, don't want to be alone. You wasting your time. But that's cool. We all gonna play with fire at some point. And what's gonna happen? You're gonna get burnt by that situation because it was never going anywhere anyway. Maturing is realizing that you need to move with intention because it's gonna save you so much time and emotional distress.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. They don't learn the move with intention lesson until after 30, 35, 40. It's over now. It don't matter. The only guys who would wife you up now are the guys you won't respect and who you'll walk all over. Those are the type of guys who you will cheat on with the dudes who you're talking about in this video. Dudes who you should leave because y'all ain't getting married anyway. Forget about marriage. I think women like this should just completely forget about marriage because it's not going to be anything wholesome. It's not going to be anything righteous. And it's likely not going to be anything that lasts a lifetime. So just keep being a side piece or just stay by yourself and just focus on other endeavors and forget about men.
That's a great idea. I'm with that.
Crazy thing is, you can tell if a man want to be serious with you or not by the way that he talk. I was in a store today, and this man came up to me. He was like, oh, you're so pretty. And he was handsome, so I gave him my, he asked for my number. I gave it to him. I was like, do it for the plot. It's 2026. Let's see where things go. So he proceeds to text me, and he was like, you're so sexy. So this switched up. This conversation was a switch up from what was in a grocery store. So he was like, oh, you're so sexy. And I was like, I didn't respond for a minute because I was like, I don't know, because sexy to me is not intentionality. But I finally responded. I was like, oh, thanks. You're handsome too. So then he said, and this is when I knew. He said, I look great inside of you.
And so what?
That is not intentional at all. So I'm on my grown woman stuff. So instead of me just going ghost, I responded. I said, yeah, this isn't going to work. Have a good new year. Blocked. Because you, no, absolutely not. I used to be a person that didn't block people. But this year, you're getting blocked.
I'm proud of you. You know that. I hope you do.
It's the same problem all these other women are having. He was probably a 9 and you're average at best. So yeah, if a 9, you know, approach you, he approaching you to hit skins. He's not approaching you for a marriage. Now, if a 4 or 5 guy approach you, that's the guy you should be taking serious and giving your number, but you would not give a guy like that your number, and that's why you're going to stay on this hamster wheel for the rest of your life. You don't qualify for serious relationships from 9 and 10 guys.
Why not?
You haven't learned that since 16? God has been trying to teach you that lesson since you were a teenager, and you're still not learning it. So please just stay single.
I knew this man was not for me when I realized that the stuff that I would ask of him or the stuff that he would drag his feet about was stuff that people in my everyday life would do for me just because.
Woohoo! Yes! Wow! Congratulations!
Like, he would literally complain about every little thing, and it just got so annoying. My friends want to take me to lunch. My friends are going to put gas in my car if I ever needed it. Like, they're going to do that, and guess what? They're going to do it with a smile on their face, and they're going to move their feet when it comes to me. I also have 5+ siblings that don't play the radio about me, so it's just like, if I'm not accepting BS from any of them, why am I accepting it from you? And you're getting the most perks out of me.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
Here's the problem. You're only willing to give high effort for men who don't value you, bad boys. You're not willing to give high effort for a nice, respectable young man with good intentions. You get the ick before you can get to the point where you're giving high effort and giving your all and giving your love. See, the thing that attracted you to him is the same thing that's going to make him not give your same effort. So you're going to stay in this loop. I see the tattoo on your hand, black flag deal breaker. And look, men don't care about what your friends and family members do. Let them go do it for you then, and just keep getting this long D and bubble gum from me.
God, you're sick.